They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
Hey, a big shock to us, with all the effort that we put into the last episode, that actually people really liked the ABC quiz that we didn't finish. So guess what? We're going to do it again.
We're coming for you. Just before we started recording, I had some food and I had some smoked salmon in the fridge, hot smoked salmon, delicious.
Yeah.
So I had like a giant, you know, a big bit of that, just ate it straight up, delicious. And then I had some fruit toast straight after, and now what we're wrapping up is fruit toast and salmon, and it is not pleasant.
Why would you back up smoked salmon with fruit toast? What's happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thinking. I was like, no. I'm hungry. This is the food that's right in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I was thinking.
I understand that kind of food. Like, I'm a real grazer throughout the day. Like, I will prepare food for everybody in the family, but when it comes to preparing food for myself, I actually don't enjoy it. I don't like to, unless everyone fucks off. If everyone is out of the house, I'll make myself a nice meal and I'll sit down and I'll enjoy that meal. But if anyone is here, I will not, because they will interrupt it and all of a sudden it's all about fucking what they need to eat. So I just, whatever's easy to eat as I walk past it, that's what I'm eating. So it's not unlike me to eat a kilo of almonds in a day.
I had a good time cooking yesterday. Like, I was making like a lamb stew for like some friends, you know, make them a meal. But I was so angry before I had to do it. I was just like furious that I had to go to the shop and get the food and stuff. But once I got everything and came back, I was like, this is just, it's just good fun.
I enjoy cooking. I don't know. That just reminded me. I've had some real, I would say the last, look, a long time, but certainly the last few days, just super irrational anger.
Oh man, I had a meltdown the other day that I felt shame for the entire day.
Oh, I never feel shame for it.
No, I feel good about myself. I'm like, I did that.
Why would I feel shame? That would get in the way of anger.
And all it was I was just trying to change the password on my Air New Zealand account because I got some like...
That'll set me off.
And I couldn't do it. It just kept sending me on this infinite fucking loop.
Ooh.
Of like sending me through a new link to my email, signing me out, infinite. So, and I was just furious, just fuck. Claire's just, she just goes into the bathroom and shuts the door. The girls are just playing away. I'm like losing my mind. And then after like it took me like 20 minutes to figure it out. And after I did, I calmed down.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. But that sense of like, oh, you're gross, you're disgusting, stayed with me throughout the day.
Yeah, nothing really solves anger like shame, you know? Really solves all the problems.
Just a real rage outburst where you can't think clearly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because you know me in a car, right? Fucking hell, do I just
good times. I love it.
What? It's far rarer for me to have a meltdown. It's not that I don't have it, but it's far rarer when I'm in my old Land Cruiser. Because it's just an old car that's just ticking along, there's not a lot I can do. I'm always at the back of the traffic anyway. I'm like, nah, you go in, mate. I can't. I fucking don't even know what's going on. And I drive much more calmer in that car, so I've got to take it more often.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because also, like, you're in, like, you're high up, you're in, like, a cool car kind of thing.
And ironically, great, people get out of my way.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit, that big truck's coming. I better get out of the way. And they're not wrong to do that, because when I brake too hard, it really pulls to the left. I don't think that's...
But the same way with myself, actually. I brake too hard, I pull to the left. Do you know what I did yesterday? No, not yesterday. On Friday, I was walking along.
Had a wank in traffic?
Had a wank in traffic. I've always dreamed of it.
Stop dreaming, mate. Just do it.
Just live your life. please, if you're out there, don't wank in traffic.
Don't do that. It's dangerous.
Please don't. Well, that's one good thing. It's probably the best reason, but there are some other pretty good reasons.
Well, you don't have windscreen wipers on the inside, do you?
Imagine. Just sticking it up. That viscous fluid just being smeared all over the... Did he do a big sneeze inside?
Oh, I'm glad we put some planning into this episode.
Well, it's a much more serious one. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, Wade.
I'm walking down the driveway of this house I'm staying at. And the sun was in my eyes. I'm kind of like talking to myself. And then I feel this insane pain in my head. And I drop to the ground. And I'd walked into like an air conditioning unit on the outside. Like straight into my head. My head, I've still got a headache today. I've still like, I was foggy for a couple of days. And I've still got a headache. I fucking banged it till it felt white. So that was obviously a fun time.
That's filled me with joy. I love it.
Just dropped. And all I could think of was like, it's such a shame Claire wasn't here because she would have laughed so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the point? Like, if you're going to hurt yourself, somebody might as well get some joy out of it.
Oh, someone very close to you has to see it and laugh hard. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And laugh like really hard. Really hard. Are you all right? Well, they're like doubled over in laughter. Can I get you a nice thing? And they're like, you're fucking spewing, like nose is running because they're laughing so hard.
Other than, well, see, I love seeing my mates hurt themselves a lot. I hate seeing my children hurt themselves. Got a story for you as well. So I don't know if you've heard of this, but of course we have. There's a thing called a sensory swing. For fuck's sake, they were just called swings in my day. But anyway, you can get this swing that helps your kid regulate themselves if they're if they're struggling with that. I'm not against it. I just think it's amazing that we've got so much of this shit around. Anyway, we took a loan of somebody's sensory swing because they're very expensive. Have I talked about this before? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I think you talked about it in the last step.
Oh, right. Well, I got it. I got some material and I rigged up my own thing and great, right? And the strap that I had rigged it up with, which is a tie-down strap, which has a braking load of about a ton, I knew that it was the wrong thing. I just knew that I should not be putting it up that way, that there is a better way to put it up. And I knew that.
But
and
sometimes...
I voiced it to Henna. I shouldn't have done this. And I would say about an hour after I'd voiced that was wrong, Marigold was swinging on it. They're not meant to do full big swings on it. But this strap was just around a rusted metal beam. The beam is fine, like it's strong as hell, but it is, it's got quite a lot of surface rust on the outside, which has turned it into basically sandpaper. And the strap broke and she collided with the corner of the concrete on her chin.
Oh.
At about, at about 10 past five in the afternoon. And you know where we live. We're not close to, we're not close to anything. We do have a local doctor surgery, but we do, like, it's a hike to get to the hospital. And Hannah had sort of called out and asked if I could hold the baby. Which initially annoyed me because I was building a frog bog with Walza. It's a very important thing to be doing. I've got sensory swings and frog bogs. Fucking hell. Anyway, so I got the baby and then I had Hannah called out again. And this time she just said, she yelled out, Harley, are you there? And I'm like, yeah, I am in busy frog bog business. She's like, Marigold's going to need stitches. And I just immediately... ran to see the situation, got around the corner, saw the broken strap on the ground. I went, this isn't good. Got inside. There was a lot of blood. And the gash underneath Marigold's chin was, I reckon a 7-stitch job. Certainly a 5-stitch job. It was a big gash. It was opened and...
Yeah, on that little chin. That's a lot. Yes,
it was not a Band-Aid number. And I went running... Hannah's like, run to the doctors now. Yeah. Anyway, you need someone to take charge in that sort of situation to go, hey, do this now. And so that's exactly what I did. I ran to, and luckily I did it right then because, so I ran into the doctor's surgery and the receptionist was sitting there, and I was like, hey, I need a doctor to look at my four-year-old's chin who's just come off a swing. And she went, oh, you know, that end of the day. It's like Friday.
Yeah.
And she's went, oh, we're about to close. Is it bad? And I went, yeah, it's pretty bad. And she went, okay. And I was like, I totally got her attitude. She wasn't being rude. I totally got it. But also... Yeah. I need to bring the child in here right now, or I'm going to be sitting in traffic for half an hour with a screaming child with an open wound.
Yeah.
So I ran back, grabbed Marigold, ran back around again. As soon as she saw the kid, she was like, oh, no, we need to see her right now. And
yeah,
the doctor came in, and they don't have, just because of the type of doctor surgery is, they don't have happy gas. So he said, look, I actually think it'll be fine with glue. I'm like, what's happened? What? Glue's an option? I got heaps of glue. And so that's what they did. They just glued her up. And it was pretty traumatic. Like, it was Hannah, me holding Marigold down while the doctor did it. It wasn't sort of nothing. But glued her up and taped up the chin. And we've since had the tape off and had a look at it. And hopefully it looks like it's all sort of closing up. But you know. I fucking hate it. I've done it a fair few times in my parenting life. It's something that's been my decision has caused an injury in my child. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You feel terrible when you do something that, like, injures them kind of thing. Emotionally or fucking physically, however it is.
Kind of thing. I don't care about the emotional. It brought it on themselves.
I've got a sick kid at home at the moment, and I am, she slept in the bed with me last night. She's got like this terrible cough where it's horrific. And when you see them that way, it's like anything you can do to kind of help them, you know,
totally.
You feel kind of, and something like a cough, there's not really a lot that the doctor can do.
No.
It's just, you almost just got to wait it out.
Just give you earplugs. That'll fix it.
Problem solved. Oh, no, she sounds fine now.
That cough has really become a lot quieter. I can tell you, Doctor. And the other thing, we say a lot of things on this podcast, and to be honest with you, I can't remember last week, let alone everything else I've fucking said on here. But I do remember something that I was just in a moment of reflection over the weekend, thinking to myself, I don't know that I agree with that anymore. And it might shock you, Wade, because you've been on the same line as me. And we've said it a lot, and we've said it very strongly, that the first year of parenting is the worst. And I don't agree with that anymore.
Well, you have just come through...
Well, I'm through 6 months of the first year of Quill's life.
6 months?
Yeah, and that's why I'm reviewing it. And I think there's some truth to what I've said anyway. I'm not going to ask you to review yours. It's just going to be harder for you anyway.
Oh, I will
review. Because it's been a lot longer since it. So there's some truth to it. But I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's the easiest. It's the most discombobulating. It's the most... it's the greatest rapid change of your parenting life is the first year.
And especially the first.
Yes.
First year of the first is...
First of the first, absolutely.
First of the first, you cannot wrap your head around what is happening.
Yeah.
And that lack of sleep.
Totally.
You're just not used to it.
Yeah.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like so hard. And you're on call even more than now. You're constantly...
Yes.
Every day, every night. And you don't know what they need. You don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
But by the time you've got to Quill, like this is like number 7 or 8 or You got like 11. But because this is like the fourth one, you've got this, I wouldn't say you've got it down because nobody has it down.
No one has it down. Fine.
No one has it down. But you also know what to expect. You know what's coming. You've been there before. You know what to do and how to handle it. So I would imagine,
And like they are 100% dependent on you for absolutely everything. Certainly in the way that our family sort of operates, 100% dependent on Hannah. I don't do a great deal with Quill. I obviously I change him and I hold him and I put him in and out of cars and do that sort of stuff. But in terms of the 100% access needed for his survival, it's not me. It's Hannah. I just think while it's super draining, you're so sleep deprived, and with the first, you're emotional as hell because you just don't know, because you can't. You just can't, like we've said before, you can't until you're doing it. You just can't possibly know.
I
would say though is number four, because I'm watching Quill now. He's on the move. He's not quite crawling yet, but he's sort of army crawling across the ground, and I'm like, oh god, here we go. And then I'm like, oh yeah, no, it's when they move, then you fuck, then it's on.
Yes.
And actually, that now that I, it's kind of the joys of the fourth. Actually, I look at the first year and go, no, this is the calm, this is the bliss, this is excellent.
Because they've got no personality,
they've got nothing. There's no talking, there's no running away, there's no throwing food. There's even pooey nappies that's just 100% breast milk. They're fine, whatever. Yeah. Just, well, wait until you put meat into that mess.
It's like a bad curry. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
That age where they are not quite crawling, but they can sit up and they can smile and laugh and giggle. Yep. You're like, oh, this is perfect. I can put you down and not worry about it.
Yep.
But you've still got like a little bit of fucking something going on here that's a bit of fun.
We can keep him in the bed at the moment with a cage of pillows. You know? I can't keep my teenager in the yard for anything. There's nothing that I can do. If he just wants to leave, he just goes. He did it the other day. I said, that's it, mate. Go into your room. And then I walked outside and he'd just gone. He just left. I'm like, okay, I think I'm done.
My job here is done.
Yeah.
I've done all that I can in this situation.
Yeah. Well, if we weren't in the kind of system we were in, if we were before the Industrial Revolution kind of, you know, times, I would be done. He'd be gone. He'd be working. Now we got people in their 30s still living at home. What the fuck?
But I get that as well. In this fucking housing market and this rental crisis, I fucking 100% get it.
My children will live with me forever.
Yeah, like that's just how it's going to have to be for like a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
What I think I have slowly like adapted, which took me a long time, because I think it's that thing that we talk about, and it's very different for you because you're going through like four different stages.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm just kind of going through like the one stage at a time, like because the girls are so close in age.
Yeah, it's right. That's interesting.
They're really just kind of like moving forward. One's at like the front end of the stage, one's at the back end of the stage. Yeah. So they're just kind of moving
together
forward
on it. Yeah.
Together.
And I suppose
on
the older one is sort of pulling the younger one up a bit anyway. So the younger one is having experiences that's probably a little bit older than her age because of the older one.
Exactly. But what I have slowly kind of like really kind of learned, and I'm not doing it every time, but I've just found myself doing, is not rising or sinking to their level.
Yes.
When they're having a moment, when they're having like a meltdown, when they're fucking, you know, they can't change their Air New Zealand password and they're on that fucking infinite loop and they've just gone crazy. I just kind of like, now I just accept it. You know, I don't like fucking just let them be like real jerks. Like there's still like boundaries.
Yeah.
But I don't like get super angry about it either. I'm just like, okay, well that's, this is the way that it is, and you can either do it, or if you don't want to do that, then we'll just work out another solution. But, you know, like this, whatever it is.
I'm attempting to do the same. Just let it be.
Getting angry when they get angry.
Yeah.
Because it's not adding anything.
Yeah. No. Oh, none of my anger has ever added anything to anyone's life at all.
Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes.
Sometimes you've got to roar. Sometimes you've got to give a roar. I totally think that. But in terms of me losing my patience, you know, there's something I've lost there. It hasn't been a calculated decision. It's never been good. And this admission of guilt isn't me going, oh, I'm going to do better. I'm not. I'm going to stay the fucking same. I'm 44. Whatever.
The amount of bad habits that I keep talking about.
Whatever.
That I just keep fucking going on with.
Yeah.
The other day, they were like saying at a friend Bron Lewis's house, if you're on Patreon, go back, listen to the episode.
Best episode.
It is a best episode.
A cracking one. Yeah. In fact, so good, we've never had her on again because it was like, you can't top that.
You'll never get better than that. Anyway, so we're staying at Bron's house for a few days. and the bathroom door was like broken on the outside, and we're like, motherfucker, these kids busted this door. And so obviously when they break the door like that, like they deserve a telling off.
Absolutely they do.
And they were like denying it. I'm like, no way, you absolutely did it. You've broken this door. Now you're lying about it. This is not cool. And I had a go at them. Wasn't great. And then Claire sent me a text saying, oh no, that door was broken when we got there. So that was So then as I'm walking to school with them, as I'm walking them to school, because it was just our solo parenting. And as I'm walking to school, I'm just like, oh, all right. So then I got down. Like, no, I got it wrong. I'm dumb and dickhead. Fucking hell.
No, this is what you do. You go, listen, Dad got it wrong. But in future, if if you knew the door was broken, why wouldn't you say something about it? God,
but
damn it.
Doing those apologies as well, I've always, I think, like, remember, like, at the start of the podcast, one of the things we said, and I stand by, is that there's too much advice out there.
There's just too much.
And you just got to do what works for you, as long as you're not a fucking cunt.
Do you know what I heard the other day? There's a person, just this fucking stupid reel popped up. And it was a woman who looked like she knew what she was talking about. It was in an environment that looked like everybody involved knew what they were talking about. And she's just banging on about how actually studies show that therapy is not helpful.
Really?
And I just
studies?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
fucking hell, man.
Like, and it was such a broad stroke of very emotive comments around therapy, but just saying, yeah, studies show, and just making up percentages. I'm 100% certain that it was all completely made up.
It's just clickbait. But it's rage bait for people who want to fucking rage against it, which is engagement.
Yeah.
Or it's people who are like, yeah, I've always hated therapy, and so they can all jump on.
Yes.
It's a strong opinion that she probably doesn't have, and she's just thrown it out there to add some more fucking fuel to an already pretty toxic fucking online fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is a nightmare out there. And I look, for me, I'm really lucky that a lot of my parenting questions, one, I get you to talk out things. That's really important to be able to talk out things. Two, I've got good parents.
Yeah.
I've got really good parents. So I just talk to them. I would hate to have to be a person out there that really doesn't have any of those two options and is trying to find information. And the absolute hellscape that is the internet for advice. I mean, if you just look at this, I don't know if you've been following that case of the Mormon mum in Utah that was quite famous on YouTube for parenting. She's now been sentenced to 30 years in jail because of child abuse.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and she was like a massive name in the parenting scape. You know, like millions of followers on YouTube. You're like, don't trust people who write books about parenting either, unless they've got some kind of qualification in doing it. If they've written a trivial book about parenting because they're a parent and it's funny, which is something that I would like to do one day myself, that's one thing. That's just someone's anecdotal stories about parenting. But if it's a genuine advice book and they are not a trained professional, I think you should probably leave that one on the shelf.
And I will say this about, like, those books. You will find a book that meets whatever you want it to meet.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of confirmation bias that happens online with
Absolutely.
Information.
Correct.
And also, these studies, like a study now will say, like, children should do X, and then in 5 years, children should do Y, and in 5 years after that, children should do Z, and, you know, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Everything moves so fast.
Yes.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
Like, nothing stays the same. So what's good now and like good practice now, best practice now, 10 years from now, they'll be like, oh, don't know that. And then 30 years from now, they'll be like, fucking animals. Why are you doing that? You know what I mean?
Totally.
So you've just got to do, as I say, like what feels right.
Yeah,
just,
totally.
You know, be good. Love your kid. Be good to them.
I think the vast majority of people are not going to make decisions that are going to harm their children. It's usually going to come because you got some advice from a so-called expert and you went, well, the expert said it, and then all of a sudden there might be some harm involved. I think it's a nightmare for pregnant women. Holy shit, the amount of information out there. You know, like, across a whole lot of stuff, there's so much. And you're like, I can't... Fucking diets, man. What food you can eat and what you can't eat. Like,
what exercise you can do, what
exercise
do.
You're meant to do, what exercise you're not meant to do. I think you probably, what is the best thing to do is get back to trusting who you are and the fact that you're upwardly mobile, relatively intelligent person. You'll probably be able to figure out what food is bad, what exercise is good, you know? Like, it's not actually that hard. I saw a video the other day of a guy saying that when you blend up fruit, they become really unhealthy for you, really dangerous, just by blending them.
Like, what are you talking about?
And I'm watching it going, what the fuck do you mean? And I'm actually, as I'm watching it, going, no, you might be right, because over-processing things does break molecules apart and all of that. Anyway, the video cuts out and an expert comes on and goes, listen, this guy is full of shit. And I hope he sees this because, and then he shows, he follows me. I'm an actual... he's a nutrition expert, you know, whatever. He's like, that's not the truth. That doesn't happen.
It's like people like, don't eat oats in the morning. Don't eat too much fruit. Don't do this, don't do that. Like, please. Processed food is bad for you.
Yeah.
Eat a little bit of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's all right.
Do what you can. It's all right every now and then.
Do your best.
Just do your best.
But I wouldn't have smoked salmon and then fruit toast. I don't...
Oh, mate, that was an aftertaste that lingered. And it was high-quality smoked salmon and low-quality fruit toast. It was not equitable.
Like, I tell you what, you throw a bit of cheese in there, it's like you just had salmon, quince paste and cheese cracker. That's all right.
It's like a little charcuterie board. It's going to be a fart charcuterie board later on, I tell you what. I went out with... Look, I'm going to name and shame him right here, actually.
Yeah, good,
I went out with,
it.
Like, Dean.
Yes.
Good friend Dean the other night.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really drink, so I had a couple of beers, and we're just at Kent Street in Fitzroy, Collingwood,
yep.
having a beer, having a chat, and then all of a sudden there's like an acrid odor, like a sulfuric, like, you know, like there'd been a rat that had been dead for like a few weeks, like under the seat, and I'm like, what is that fucking smell? And I looked at him, and he goes, yeah, I just farted, and he walked away. He just walked away. He left me at the stink fart table when there were other people around. And he just left. I couldn't leave. We had all our stuff there. I'm like, what? He goes, oh, try and take it with me. Try and take it with
try,
me.
That's not how gas works.
It was so that. Bad. It was just, like, it hurt my eyes. Like, it was like one of those ones where, like, we're in an outside space. I shouldn't have to, like, hold my breath.
Why is it burning? My favourite thing to do is fart and blame it on Marigold. God, it's funny. She gets so annoyed. And I'm like, what? The sound came from where your head is. You must have farted out your ear. It wasn't me.
I do that. You got her. You got to blame it on your children.
Listen, we just said before, it's hard to find the right advice, but this is the one. This is 100% ironclad. If you are a father and you fart and you don't blame it on your small child, then you are not fit for parenting. That is,
you don't know.
You
don't
get
know
out.
What you're doing.
Hand you your kids to the department and say, I'm no good for this.
I tell you what, I was at like a school thing the other day, and they're doing like a sausage sizzle, and it was like some sports thing. Anyway, and it was just about to finish, and I saw it's about to finish, and I thought, I'll go get a couple of sausages for the girl. So as soon as they're finished, the sausages are ready for them to come along.
Dad of the year.
Dad of the year. Got him. Double parked with the sausages.
Yeah.
Another dad did exactly the same thing. Yep. But, you know, like, separate of each other. And we're standing next to each other. And then I think Claire comes along. And she's like, did you guys double park the sausages? And we're both like, yeah. So when the kids come, we're all ready.
Yeah.
Neither of us have got sauce. So they can get their own sauce. So the sauce doesn't, like, get into the bread.
Smart.
And then I was like, yeah, double dads, double sausages. Did a little double dad dance. The other dad was like, what's going on? I was too into it.
The only thing that would have made that better is just as your kids turned up, just lower the sausage, fart on it, and then go, there you go. I tell tell you what, fart jokes is the only reason you should have kids. There's no other reason. There's no other benefit other than fart jokes.
They're the best. They're still funny.
Yeah.
Fart jokes, dick jokes, all that stuff. It'll never not be funny.
Ever.
Never. Ever. You know, even like saying double sausage, that's funny.
That is two funny. Two sausages. Because I straight up went to dicks.
Yeah, double sausage, double part. I think we all know what's happening there.
I'm gonna get two dicks in my hand. What a great day. hey, do you want to do a quiz? And then we'll get
let's
the fuck out of here.
Let's do this quiz.
Righto. This is the ABC News quiz brought to you by Shitting with the Door Open. This is from... This was published on Friday the 22nd of March. If you would like to look it up and check on our answers. Question one. Oh, and also, I have done this quiz.
Okay, I have not.
That's full disclosure. I will not try and push you in the direction of the right answers. I did very poorly on this quiz. I had not been reading the news.
I have not been reading it much either lately, so...
You should know this one. Donald Trump made a crack at Kevin Rudd, our current US ambassador this week. What did he say? And as I said last time, there's multiple choices, so I'll give you it. Not a very stable genius... Who even knows the guy? Not the brightest bulb, or none of these?
Stable genius? Is that one?
It's not. And because I got this right on the day, I'm going to click the right one, and that's going to go to our scores. Because if you know it, right? Like, it's not... I definitely know it. It's not the brightest bulb.
Not the brightest bulb. What's great about Kevin Rudd, though... is he brought rat fucks into the vocabulary.
Did
it was him talking about like China. He was like China, like when he was like PM.
Oh,
I
they're
think.
Rat
like,
fucking
China
us.
Rat fucked us.
That's
they rat
right.
fucked us. And I found it so funny. Like that the Prime Minister would say about that like an entire country. They rat fucked us.
He's got so a good. Mouth on him, does Kevin.
I bet he does.
Ooh. Question two. Uber has agreed to pay out $272 million in a landmark Australian case. So who will get the money? I know the answer.
I know the answer.
Oh, you know the answer?
I know the answer to this one.
Do you want the multiple choice or just go straight to the answer?
Let's do the multiple choice. And then
I want to see.
I'll...
If you really know it, then you'll go straight to the
answer. Oh, yeah, right. Taxi drivers.
Well done.
The taxi drivers union or whatever, which I think is fantastic.
I think it is good. I think it was... look, there's a lot in that story. And I think at the very heart of it, it was so unfair on guys that had bought taxi licenses for $500,000. And then all of a sudden, dudes were just driving around in cars, offering cheaper fares.
And also, like, the way that the gig economy works, where they're, like, hired out as contractors rather than employees, so they don't have to pay, like... It's such a fucking...
Yeah.
It's no good, man.
It's no good
at
all.
It's a real rot.
Also, if you're ordering food at home, I'm not going to try and do a judgment here, but get up off your ass and go to the fucking restaurant. It's better for the restaurant, it's better for you, and it's better for the people who are riding around in the rain.
Oh, well, so, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's good to have some food delivered.
Sure.
Not always.
Yeah, I'm not standing in judgment. I'm just, Anyway, let's move on.
Like a little bit of judgment. Like a lot of judgment.
Question three. Another week, another royal photo editing controversy. How did Reuters say this image taken by Princess Kate was altered? It's just the Queen with all of her grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, I should say. And so how did they say that it was altered? Was it face-tuning, digital cloning, airbrushing, or all of the above? I can't remember the answer to this.
I'm going to say all of the above. I'm going to say that.
Do you know what? I reckon I ticked that. When I answered this, because I thought it must be all. Let's just do that. No, it was digital cloning.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on. There's so much royal news. Like,
and but also just like the amount of like face tuning, like all that stuff, like photoshopping that goes on social media and online. It's so out of control that how can you know? And now with like AI technology, it's just going to be, it's very hard. And I, especially for young people to know that that's not what they have to look like.
Yeah.
That is not a computer generated image. You are never going to look like that.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
I think it's got huge implications for humanity when we spend all of our times looking at a screen that are made up images. And all of a sudden you look at yourself in the mirror and go, I'm repulsive.
Yes, 100%.
Question four.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Doesn't Kate Middleton have cancer?
Oh, yes. And since this was published, she then came out and said that. And like anyone who's facing that kind of a journey, that would be a big deal. But she has a bounding privilege, lots of money. She should be all right, depending on what the cancer is, I guess. I don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like, no matter who it is.
Horrible.
I wish him the best.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Got a mum with three young children as well.
Yep.
Queensland's Premier rejected a suggestion from a review into Brisbane's Olympics infrastructure. Where did Stephen Miles say the opening and closing ceremonies will be held? So this is big news up here in Queensland. There was going to be a huge amount of money spent on rebuilding the Gabba, which was going to be the opening and closing ceremony. And then they've decided to spend the exact same amount of money, but they're not rebuilding the Gabba. So will the opening and closing ceremonies be at the Gabba, Lang Park, Boondall Entertainment Centre, or at a whole new stadium? Well, I've already ruined question the Gabba. It's not going to be.
I'm going to say Lang Park, because that's
is correct.
I know. Yeah, great.
It's quite small as well. It'll be an interesting opening and closing ceremony.
But man, like, the amount of money City's put into putting the Olympics on, and I think it really is, it's just a status symbol for the fucking, the premier of the day.
Yeah, it's a good it's a good advertisement for the city, but I think I read something after the absolute cock-up that was the Tokyo one because of COVID. And how much money they lost. But actually, no one makes any money out of it. Every city that hosts it loses money. So what are we? Why do we want it?
The amount of money they put into infrastructure, you will never get that back.
No.
Ever.
Question five. Tasmania is finally getting its own AFL team. Congratulations, Tassie. And their name and colours were unveiled this week. What will they be called?
The Devils.
The Devils is correct.
What were the other options? On that
Tigers,
quiz?
Thunder, or Apples. Imagine if
the Tasmanian
Apples.
Here come the Apples.
The Apples are rolling in. So I have to show you the picture on the screen. There is the picture. It is.
Okay.
It's basically like a squarish sort of looking object that's covered in coral. This washed up on a popular Port Macquarie beach. Turns out it was missing for more than 16 years. What are we looking at here? Is it a dive bag, a handbag, a camera bag, or a wallet? It's hard
I'm
to
I'm going
to
say a dive bag, camera bag, what was
handbag or wallet.
I'm going to say handbag.
Handbag?
I'm going for it. Random guess.
It was wallet.
Fuck! Fuck!
For everyone who just did a little wee on their public transport commute, Wade is not happy with himself.
But also, see a doctor if you're doing a little wee from a quick fuck. You know what I mean?
I did one, and I'm looking at you. Canberra Raiders coach Ricky Stewart commented on the side's home stadium this week, saying he felt sorry for the fans. What was the problem? Fans had to sit on the ground. There was a lack of security. There was a pungent aroma. The toilets were overflowing.
Well, I reckon the toilets overflowing and pungent aroma. They could be connected.
Yeah, they could be
connected. All right, connected. I'm going to say overflowing toilets because I've had to deal with that situation recently. So that's a real fucking annoying thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with there was a pungent aroma because that's the right answer. But what's stupid about that question is the pungent aroma... actually, it doesn't say where it came from. You've got to click on the link to go to the article. And I don't
care. Do that. No.
A new report has determined the cost of Victoria cancelling the 2026 Commonwealth Games. What is it? Now, this is going to be a big one for everyone down there in Victoria, I'd imagine, because... Like, the cost of having a Games, whether at the Commonwealth or Olympic, is one thing. But then when you cancel it, you're still paying and you're not even getting the fucking Games. Whoa, Jesus.
But then, isn't it like they cancelled it so they wouldn't have to keep paying? So there's, like, the amount that they've lost, But yes. if they had, the games get going, they would have lost even more than that.
That was certainly the assertion. Wasn't that the reason? In pulling yeah. out. I think it was the right decision to not do it. I yep. still think this is a tough pill to swallow. So the options you have, $589 million, $2.6 billion, $290,000, or it costs nothing.
I'm going to say $2.6 billion. No, I wait, think, $589 million.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it is, and that's correct. $589 million to not have something. Although, to be honest with you, and I'm not going to click on the article, I think for that $589 million, there are still things being built. I don't know. I can't remember. But I think there was a promise to the regions look, they were still going to invest.
We're not here to learn anything. That's not nope. what this ABC New Quiz is. That's not quiz. What this podcast is. It nope. says it right there in the tagline. Yeah. If you come here for advice, you're an idiot. Like, that's correct. The entire point, all right? Okay, and may I remind you, yet again, you don't pay for this podcast, all right? This is a free service.
We pay with our time. We're the only ones paying. You can turn this off whenever you want.
We're like the ABC, all right? We're providing you a service with your tax dollars.
We're not like the ABC. We don't get paid that low. All right. Australia has signed a billion... This is the penultimate question. Australia has signed a $1 billion defence contract with Germany. What Ooh. Will Australia supply? Helicopters, nuclear submarines, infantry fighting vehicles, or tanks? I knew Jesus the answer to this Christ. And I hadn't read the article only because I think we're fairly good at doing this.
I'm going to say the vehicles.
That's correct. We know yeah. how to make a vehicle in this country. Not that we do it anymore, but we...
but we could if we wanted to.
We could. And the question 10. Finishing the week with some good news, researchers were over the moon when they found this platypus. Love a question about a platypus.
Great animal.
In Sydney's Royal National Park. Why is that? My favourite animal, actually. So they were overjoyed when they found this platypus. God, they're awesome creatures. The question... So the possible answers are, she had snuck out of a wildlife rescue centre. She's the first female platypus born in the park. She survived a water contamination incident. She's the first platypus born in the park in years.
First platypus born in the park in years? That's what we're going to go for.
That's what I reckon. Or is it she's the first female platypus born in the park? What are we going with? First platypus born in the park in years is correct, waiter!
Hey, we did it.
That puts us on an 8 out of 10. That scored us excellent work. You're an expert, scoring 18% better than average. Well done. Good on us.
Good on us. I love the ABC News Quiz. That's a fun thing.
Yeah. Well, luckily, they do all the work every week. So... There's also a really good one that comes out on Sundays. It seems to be quite regular at the moment. A hard quiz with our good mate Tom Gleeson.
Is that?
They
well,
do 10
do
questions on a Sunday. So, you know.
Well, we could double quiz. Ooh, just the quiz boys.
Just like double sausages.
It's just double parts. oh, it is again. Oh,
oh, you put two quizzes in me.
I only thought I could fit one. I'm very surprised that second one went in. But it turns out it went in quite easily. here's a thing, just quickly.
Yes.
I was on the Who Knew It podcast, Who Knew It with Matt Stewart.
Oh, comes lovely, out, man. Great comic, good podcast.
Came out on Monday, which is either yesterday or 2 days ago, depending on
when you edit this.
When I edit this. I got a sick
you
kid.
Didn't pay.
I've got a sick kid, so I've got to like make sure she's fine.
Get those headphones in. That'll fix her right up.
But Who Knew It with Matt Stewart. It was super fun. It was a real fun thing to do. So check it out and also check out their other apps as well.
And also Claire Hooper is on tour at the moment and she feeds Wade. So
she feeds my tummy and my penis.
She gets...
She gets a little spoon. She squeezes the eye open. And she baby feeds the penis. She's like a mother bird. She was like, my penis was set upright. And then the eye opened. And she regurgitates the food.
Mama. Mama. I'm going to be sick.
Just meh, meh. Cheap, cheap.
I tell you what, if you tuned out before the quiz finished, you really missed out.
It gets hungry, the little fella. Oh, he's a growing boy. He needs his tucker.
Oh, I've got a show on tour as well. Whatever. Do
it. Oh, yeah. Please go see
buy
it.
Buy a ticket. Buy a ticket.
So Claire's so proud. Go see it. Maybe she'll feed my penis on stage. But probably not.
I know you're a bit stage shy. Wait, so it'd be great. You were just wheeled out in a box. It's just your penis.
She's got a little dropper. She's just got some warm milk. She's just dropping the warm milk down. Right down the hole. Oh, I actually feel a bit funny now from laughing.
Oh, God.
All right. Yeah. I'm the worst. It's out. Yeah. The podcast. Claire's podcast. Oh, fuck, I've lost it. Her show is so proud. Her podcast is on the worst. She's doing a live one of that. That'd be fun. Yeah. And you're on tour. Who knew it? Lots of stuff to get your head around.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, if you know people in Canberra, everywhere is selling really well. So if you want to get along, you need to be pretty quick. I have added a show in Adelaide, but everywhere else is selling out, except Canberra is being a real piece of shit. So if you know people in Canberra and you think they'd be into me, or you're in Canberra and you'd like to come along, can you buy a ticket so I can stop fucking leaking from the anus? Or I will just cancel it. No, I won't. I'll see you in Canberra.
Just feed your penis on stage.
That'll bring him in.
New podcast. Feed the penis. All right. I love you, mate.
Love you, buddy. God damn it.
Dads.